down easy, but just give it time. If it don't hurt now, but just wait a while. You're not the big fish in the pond no more. You were what they're feeding on. So what are you gonna do when the world don't orbit around you? So what are you gonna do when the world don't orbit around you? Ain't it fun living in the real world? Ain't it good being all alone? Where you from? You might be the one who's running things. Well, you can ring anybody's bell and get what you want. You see, it's easy to ignore trouble when you're living in a bubble. So what are you gonna do when the world don't orbit around you? So what are you gonna do when nobody wants to fool with you? Ain't it fun living in the real world? Ain't it good being all alone? Ain't it good to be on your own? Ain't it fun, you can't count on no one? Ain't it good to be on your own? Ain't it fun, you can't count on no one? Ain't it fun living in the real world? Ooh, but don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're on your own in the real world. Don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're on your own in the real world. Don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're on your own in the real world. Don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're on your own in the real world.
Ain't it fun, baby, now you're one of us. Ain't it fun, ain't it fun, ain't it fun, ain't it fun living in the real world? Ain't it good, ain't it good, it'll be yeah, all alone. Ain't it fun living in the real world? 'Cause the world don't orbit around you.
Good, ain't it good?
Hello, I hope you're having a good night so far. This is Chocolate Milk with Tiana
and Shelby.
And tonight we're doing a cappella music, in honor of Agapalooza this weekend, Saturday nights at 7, Gray Chapel. Hope you guys on campus go out to see it and listen to the fun, Aka fun that will happen. And tonight, I'm just going to be talking about different things that are, that as you grow up, or as you experience it, you experience disenchantment as well. So, if you're an avid Christmas fan, cover your ears real quick. Santa Claus isn't real. Oh no, disenchantment is on its way.
So, like Tiana said, tonight's theme is basically a cappella, and so I'm going to be playing some a cappella songs, mainly from college a cappella groups. And so that song that we just played is the a cappella version, studio version of Paramore's Ain't It Fun. And so the next song that I'm going to play isn't an actual a cappella song, but the song is called a cappella, and I enjoy it. And so here is A Cappella by Carmen.
Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo, I'ma do it a cappella. Yeah. Once upon a time, I met the perfect guy. He had that Colgate smile, he had that suit and tie. Mama always said, get a rich boyfriend. You don't gotta love him, girl, you can pretend. You bet I totes believed her, yeah, every word she said. Thought he was gluten-free, but all that I got was bread. Mama always said, nice guys finished last. Beat him at his own game, honey, take the cash. And what a lucky girl you will be. But no, he didn't do jack for me. And if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo, I'ma do it a cappella. Yeah. Out on a first date, he took me gourmet. We hit that Olive Garden, my little Italy. Daddy always said,
let the gentleman pay. Never go touch at the buffet.
I saw his bad intention, he didn't wanna talk. He put the saucy on it, time to check my wild. Daddy always said, money can't buy class.
You don't wanna get stuck taking out trash.
Yeah, guess it wasn't meant to be. Because he didn't do jack for me. And if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo, I'ma do it a cappella. Oh, 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 I'ma do it a cappella. Watch me do it in falsetto. Never mind, bring the beat back. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another.
Yeah. All right, that was A Cappella by Carmen.
Let's see. What else is disenchanting? Your first job. I think most people think that they're going to like get paid more than they are. Nope.
Minimum wage.
sometimes not even minimum wage. And, you know, you can't save up and buy a Ferrari when you're 16. Just sorry about that, guys. Disenchantment facts.
All right, so the next song is an acapella version of Love Stone by Justin Timberlake, and it is by Oregon State's Outspoken.
Hey! She's freaky and she knows it. She's freaky, but I like it. Listen. She grabs a yellow bottle. She likes the way it hits her lips. She gets to the bottom, sends her on a trip. So right, she might be going home with me tonight. And she looks like a model, except she's got a little more ass. Don't even bother unless you've got the thing she likes. Ooh, I bet she's going home with me tonight. Flashing lights come from everywhere. The way they hit her heart to stop and stare. She's got me love stoned, and I swear she's bad and she knows. I think that she knows. She's freaky and she knows it. She's freaky, but I like it.
Oh,
So another thing is probably like math classes throughout your entire career until you get to college, or unless you're like super into math. Like, you really think that you have to use these things, these formulas, to figure out your life later on? But you don't. You don't need that much math. You don't need that much math. You need, like, basic addition, subtraction, some multiplication, and you need, like, percentages. You need to know your percentages in order to do, like, tips. And y'all better be people who tip. But you need to do tips, and you needed to do probably, like, something with taxes. But that's it. They don't even teach you taxes in school. Like, why don't they teach you good math? Like, I need to know how to do my taxes. Like, not Pythagoras' theorem. Mm-hmm. Also, science classes, the only thing that most people take out of it is the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Like, when is that going to be relevant in my daily life? Disenchantment of my entire school life.
The only piece of information you remember from biology class.
My entire school life just gone. Nothing important. Oh, also, like, the world being a safe place when you're young, like, that being fed to you changes real quick when you go have your first Halloween, doesn't it? Oh my god, I have to check your candy to make sure there's no razor blades in it. Who got time to put razor blades in Snickers? Somebody actually found somewhere in Ohio, was found out that they put, I think so, that they put razor blades in all their Snickers. But, like, where do you find the time?
Like, I just don't understand, like, why, like, what purpose, like, what do people get out of that? Like, I don't.
Ooh, some little kid is going to bite into a razor blade and cut their tongue.
His mouth open or something.
That's so great. I feel like a great person.
Right.
This is wonderful. Right. No, that's not okay. Yeah, the real talk about disenchantment is coming up soon. So if you're wondering why I'm saying, like, weird things, you'll understand after, like, the next two songs. You'll wish I would have went back to these nice little topics like Christmas and Halloween.
Sidewalk, innocent, remember, all we did was care for each other, but the night was warm, we were bold and young, all around the windows, we would only hold on to let go. Somebody to lean on.
Oh, night I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
I can feel it coming in the air.
Could you be so heartless?
Oh Lord,
how could you be so heartless?
How could you be so cold as a winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you're talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you're talking to me, though. I mean, after all the things that we've been through. I mean, after all the things we got into. Hey, yo, I know of some things that you ain't told me. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's all me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
In the night, I hear him talk. The story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
I can feel it coming in the air.
Could you be so heartless?
Oh Lord,
could you be so heartless?
Could you be so dark to evil? You're bringing out a side of me that I don't know. I decided we won't go speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why do she be so mad at me for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing go. You run and tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months and you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
In the night, I hear him talk. All the story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
I can feel it coming in.
Could you be so heartless?
Oh Lord,
could you be so heartless?
Talking, 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 talk. Baby, let's just knock it off. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know about me and you. So I got something new to see. And you just gon' keep hating me. And we just gon' be enemies. I know you can't believe that I can make it right. And you can make it wrong. I'm taking off tonight.
In the night, I hear him talk. The coldest story ever told. Somewhere far.
First, there was Lean On by Pentatonix, and then what you just heard was Heartless and In the Air Tonight by Delaware Y Chromes. And so the next song is from Glee, and it is Somewhere Only We Know.
I walked across an empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth. Sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me when you're gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin. I'm getting
where only we know.
Remember when you found out Zabumafu died and you thought like he would just live forever? Remember when Mr. Rogers died too? Man, he died a while ago, Shelby.
I thought he was going to live forever.
See? Disenchantment. So, you know how you pick something because you think it's really good for you, like school, and then you find out later on that it's not? Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give a shout out to Alyssa Clark for being the only person to respond to chocolate milk and my question, my question of what are some things that you like or dislike about Owoo, and she's the only one who responded, and she said that she loved everyone's smiles. So thank you, Alyssa Clark.
Aww.
So there's not really any like thing that changes about the smiles that people give you if they're genuine. So like those stay forever for all 4 years, or if you graduate less than that. But let's see, academics here at Owoo, they are not my favorite things, especially recently where we've had budget cuts and certain departments have had to be cut more than others, like Black World Studies. It's not even really a thing anymore. So, I just think that, like, when it comes to academics and, like, different departments, there's definitely a hierarchy here, which I don't think should be a thing, since, like, liberal arts education is a liberal arts education, and it should be, like, a well-rounded thing. But not really. There are some departments that are definitely way more funded than other ones. And yeah, that's not done by like the school specifically, and it's done by donors or whatever, but that doesn't really excuse the problem at hand. People have come to this school thinking that they could create their own major. And while there is the problem of not having your major that you create yourself recognized by like the mass society and stuff, that shouldn't be a thing that's put out there by the school if we can't actually have it. Like the minute that they realize that, oh wait, some of these majors aren't going to be recognized, and we don't really know what to call them if you blend too many things, then maybe you shouldn't offer it. Maybe you shouldn't offer it as a possibility. Also, studying abroad, the whole you can go wherever you want type of thing. No, you can't. It has to be an affiliated school somewhere else in the world. And if it's not, you have like the hardest struggle of getting the school to agree to let you go to a different school that they're not affiliated with. So kind of just don't do it. So these are some of the things I've been disenchanted about at Owoo. Also the food, like, I don't really know how to, like, start talking about the food here because while food done on any college campus isn't the greatest thing, I think when it comes to vegetarian and vegan options, that's the most disenchanting thing, is my friends who are vegetarians and vegans telling me that the only thing that they can eat is pasta and wimpy wilted salad from the salad bar kind of isn't cool, and that's the only stable thing that they like have to eat every day, or something smothered in barbecue sauce. Like recently there was tofu smothered in barbecue sauce. Like, why Why would you smother a tofu thing in barbecue sauce? And also, why do we charge vegetarians and vegans as two sides when that costs more than just charging them for it as an entree? Don't you think that's kind of rude? Since, you know, it's not, while it's a lifestyle choice to be vegan or vegetarian, once you make that choice, it should be accepted by a university if there's enough people on the campus and they sit there and recognize it in all of their papers in the admissions department.
Especially when we advertise so much about, oh, we have so many vegan and vegetarian options, but you're not going to, like, you're not going to live up to that by just offering them pasta and salad.
And can we, back to, like, smothering things in barbecue sauce, can we stop smothering things in barbecue sauce? Because how do we have, like, an Asian dish, or supposedly Asian dish, and it's covered in barbecue sauce? There is nothing Asian about barbecue sauce.
That's another thing. Like, I like how they have all these today's tastes from different countries, but they're not actually genuine food from those countries. I'm just like, why do you... it's irritating.
It's really irritating. This is also kind of a grinds my gears thing, so if I kind of go off of, like, disenchantment, that's why. So that's about the food. As far as, like, living in the dorms, that's what they're called. They're dorms. I know that we're supposed to call them residence halls. They're dorms. The thing about living in the dorms is that, like, you have to live there, and it's really expensive to live there. I know, like, these numbers are there when I'm as a prospective student and all that, but you also, as a prospective student, even if you visit, kind of get, like, a glamorous feel. Sometimes you stay with people in Sty, and you just have, like, a really great time, even though Sty is kind of tiny. Like, why is it so tiny?
That's another thing. Like, why do they charge extra for Sty? Just because it's been renovated, but the rooms are smaller, and you have to share one closet. Like, honestly. And you're paying an extra, what, $1,000 and some dollars to live there?
Also, why is the mirror and the sink not in the bathroom, but it's in the room? Because, like, it's a tiny mirror and a tiny space. How are two girls, let's say there's two girls who are doing their makeup, how are two girls doing their makeup gonna fit in one tiny mirror in the morning before class to do it? They're not. Also, I think it's kind of weird how, like, I'm gonna go and use the bathroom and then leave the bathroom to wash my hands. That's kind of gross.
Yeah, like, you're touching the door handle with the dirty hands.
That's really gross. It's really kind of gross. But back to the overall dorm living. There's the whole, like, fact that there are elevators. So, like, the elevator in Welch breaks down a lot.
The elevator in Smith breaks down a lot.
So I just, I think, like, when I was thinking about coming here and I decided to come here, I was like, cool, as a person with a disability, a motor disability, this is great that I can, like, have an elevator in every building that I choose to live in, except they break down. So, kind of can't have an elevator, kind of have to climb the steps, you know, when I'm not feeling good and they're broken down, which is the worst thing for someone who has a motor disability. So positive things about OWU. I like the people here. I also like their smiles. I like the scenery. The outside of the buildings look awesome. Just don't go inside. Yeah.
And it's nice in fall. It's nice, like she said, nice scenery. Nice leaves changing and stuff.
The weather's okay until it gets cold, you know.
The weather is...
And they don't know how to turn on the heat.
I disagree. Well, I'm biased because I like winter. But go ahead. That's a great aspect of my opinion, but negative in Tiana's opinion.
Oh, and like, I get that we're not like a hot campus for most of the year and whatever, but just being on a campus where AC isn't offered except for in like the academic buildings where you go to
not
freeze
even
and
all
die.
The academic buildings.
Yeah, like university doesn't have anything.
Literally only Merrick and the Science Center have air conditioning.
And Elliot.
I've never been in Elliot, so I can't.
It
say.
Gets really cold.
Well. But every other building that people have classes in I don't even want to talk about university, especially if you got a class on the second or third floor. Nope.
I really wanted people, and I wouldn't have said your names, guys, but I really wanted people to, like, say things that they didn't like so I could talk about them, because there are more things that I don't like, but they're kind of not coming to the top of, like, rolling off my tongue very freely because there's just a fair amount, and you can't really, like, pick sometimes. I do have a thing. While I do really like the automated lights here around and all that stuff, I think some of them should be manual. I get that we're trying to be sustainable, but not really, since we got rid of the sustainability coordinator and program. Cough, cough. I just think, like, certain lights you should have a little flip for rather than, like, oh, somebody's going to walk down the hall, now it's going to turn on in the middle of the day when the sun is already out and you don't need the lights on. Mm-hmm. Thanks. That's where my tuition money's going.
And also, there just needs to be more outdoor lighting. Like, it's just ridiculous.
The parking lots!
Yes. And since I've heard that they're talking about building a parking garage, I don't know where the money's coming from for that.
Our tuition's going to go up double.
But let's hope it doesn't take money out of academics to go towards building this parking garage.
Enough has come out of academics.
Literally. So to build this parking garage, they best make sure that that is lit up. Because it's just, it's a safety
issue.
It's a safety issue if the parking lot is like pitch black. Okay.
Like tonight, we just got an alert earlier tonight saying that there were some men following another student, harassing them, and like apparently got physical or whatever. So great to know
Spring
that's
Street.
Happening near, like, what could possibly be near a parking area, but it's not well lit.
Did they get rid of Safe Walk this year?
I haven't seen anyone in Safe Walk.
Now, why the hell would you get rid of that? Maybe, even though this is a male, and perhaps males have that masculinity issue where they don't feel like they need someone to walk with them at night, still, there are other people who feel uncomfortable, especially with this coming out walking at night. Like, why would you get, that's a good, like, that was one of the things that my mom saw. She was like, that's a good thing. Like, that's an important thing that should be on college campuses. And I have not seen that so far this year.
Yeah. So, disenchantment of Oh Woo. That's what happened to me kind of hard. If you don't like it here, why don't you leave? Because I can't. You try transferring.
they make it so hard to transfer. They, like, you have to pay to even get your transcript sent out. And then you have to worry about switching to another school, what requirements you have to fulfill if the requirements are different for your major. And then making sure that all your credits and all your classes transfer over and that those count towards your major at this new school too. And then having to readjust. Like, if you're bad at social interactions, that's not, like, it's going to be hard. So
yeah. But even before, like, the budget cuts or whatever to help save the school that happened this year, it still stands that, like, even before then, that most of the departments aren't funded as well as some other departments, and or money is being allocated weirdly to, like, better suit some departments than others. I get that, like, it's really hard to find, or maybe it might not be really hard to find people in a specific field and whatever. Like, I'm not asking for more tenured professors in every department. I'm just asking for at least, like, one more professor, you know, teach, so there's more classes offered.
There's more classes and not 50 classes at the same time at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like.
But I went to the academic forum today that WCSA held, and we talked about some of this, and so if you didn't go to the forum, I think that you should still email your or a WCSA member that you know and just tell them, like, some of the concerns you have, and they will consolidate them into a very nice, well-worded list to give to the administration. So it's a good way to be heard. And also at the academic forum today, there were professors. So it's not like I talked directly to WCSA and it's like going over their heads or whatever. I had a really great conversation with some professors as well. So definitely do that if you're kind of feeling like me, kind of frustrated.
And definitely just take up those opportunities when they come to you. Like, if you see a flyer for a WCSA meeting about academics or something else that you have a problem with, you should go and make your problems heard.
I think Rock Jones is a pretty chill dude. If you write him a letter, a nice letter, don't be rude to Rock Jones. He has an awesome name and he has an awesome personality. Don't do it. But if you write a letter to Rock Jones or somebody that you know that's like a top person in the administration, I think they also would take your concerns in, like, into consideration. The school is for us, so gotta make it a better place. If we want it to be
a better place.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. So.
That's it. I'm done.
That was our talk about disenchantment about Woo. So.
Remember, guys, the tooth fairy isn't real. It was your mom. She put the dollar under your bed. Santa Claus isn't real.
Santa.
He was just your mom or your dad. Like, if you saw Santa Claus, good for your dad for, like, actually dressing up when he, or your mom, because I don't know your situation, your legal guardians. Good for them for dressing up as Santa Claus as they put all of the presents under the tree. In fact, I know someone whose mom sat there and waited until all of her children were asleep every year to go and decorate the whole house and wrap all the presents and put them all under the tree as if Santa Claus really came through. Now, that's dedication, but guess what? Santa Claus isn't real. Neither is the Easter Bunny. There are bunnies during Easter, but none of them are the Easter Bunny. I'm sorry.
So on that note, back to the music.
Driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. her. That girl is poison. She was more like a beauty queen in a movie scene. I said, oh my, what do you mean? And I am the one who would dance on a floor and around. The scene, and every head turns her eyes a dream of being the one who would dance on the floor and around.
Straight No Chaser.
So one way to be disenchanted real quick is try to sing a cappella by yourself, right? And you're like, ooh, did I just sound like that GOAT video on those Taylor but with remix with Taylor Swift? Ooh, I did. Well, looks like I can't sing. you would find out real quick. Mm-hmm.
So so the next song is by Tori Kelly, and it is her a cappella version of Mr. Music.
I'm not looking for anything, baby, so don't go trying to buy me things fancy. You would just be wasting your money. Whoa. I'm only here for a good time. Nothing serious, baby, don't cross the line. Wanna let go, wanna get loose tonight. Whoa, I got a little thing for the beat, and it's coming my way. So back it up, back it up, back it up, boy, you're moving too close to me. Hey, you know I'm not the type to get with you tonight. You're only wasting your time. I'm telling you because I'm already in love. His name is Mr. Music. Yeah, nice try, but I'm already taken. Can't you hear him through the speakers calling? So could you give me some space while I'm dancing? Whoa, ooh, I got a little thing for the beat, and it's coming my way. So back it up, back it up, back it up, boy, you're moving too close to me. You know I'm not the type to get with you tonight. You're only wasting your time. I'm telling you because
I'm already in love. His name is Mr. Music. The type to get with you tonight, you're only wasting your time. I'm telling you because I'm already in love. His name is Mr. Music. His name is Mr. Music. Whoa, whoa. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. His name is Mr. Music.
Your last disenchantment fact is all the ideologies that we are taught when we're growing up, including the American dream, are false. You cannot work your way from the bottom to the top as easily as some people would.
You can thank the baby
boomers for that. Well, even not just the baby boomers, but just how our society is structured. You can't work your way up from the bottom to the top as easily as some people at the top would like you to believe.
It's not like Drake said.
No, no.
You can't start from the bottom and then be here.
You can't. He didn't even start at the bottom. He was on Degrassi. He just switched entertainments. Mm-hmm. That's all. Lion.
Little Canadian.
Disenchantment fact. Canadians lie.
Alright, so the last song of the night is a studio a cappella version of Stay the Night by Zedd and Hayley Williams.
I know that we are upside down, so hold your tongue and hear me out. I know that we were made to break, so what, I don't mind. You cue the lights, I'll draw the blinds. Don't dull the sparkle in your eyes. I know that we were made to break, so what, I don't mind. Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay? Are you gonna stay the night? Does it mean we're bound for life? So, are you gonna stay the night? Stay the night. Does it mean we're bound? All over me. We'll let this place go down in flames only one more time. You cue the lights, I'll draw the blinds. Don't dull the sparkle in your eyes. I know that we were made to break, so what, I don't mind.
Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night? Doesn't mean we're bound for life. So, are you gonna stay the night?
Cape Ellis, EU.
Well, I don't know if you're gonna stay the night over somebody else's place or whatever, but I hope you do stay around for the show after hours somewhere out there. And this is
Chocolate Milk.
And we are Tiana
and Shelby.
And we're saying have a good disenchanted night.